it's this distribution of money transferring from the north to the south, which is seen as the route to poverty alleviation. Just like we can't see official development assistance, right, where Canada sends money overseas, as the solution to global poverty. It is part of the solution, but it ignores the underlying connections. Like one of the key teachings in international development is often that money flows more from the global south to the north than vice versa. And it does this in all sorts of ways, but it does this, you know, for example, in, you know, the products that get created in factories overseas, where the profits of those products go to northern corporations, and the wages are depressed in these places, right? So again, it gives them job opportunities, but the real money isn't in the work. We all know that in a capitalist society, the real money's in the profit, which flows to the north, and sometimes in the design of products, which also, with the designers being located in the north, flows to the north, right? So the money is flowing more in one direction. So even if we send money overseas, it's like trying to empty our boat with a hole in it with a little bucket, right? The water's pouring in. You got to patch that freaking hole to empty the boat.